Real de Catorce, Ghost Town. Written by Sue Clark. Illustrated by Ricardo Figueroa. Expository text. Explains a person, thing, or idea. Notice how the author maintains logical order to explain how Real de Catorce became a ghost town. Question of the week. What adventures helped drive westward expansion? High up in the Sierra de Catorce mountain range in the state of San Luis Potosí lies an amazing old town, Real de Catorce. When you walk along many of its streets, it feels strange and eerie, and you probably won't meet anyone. Its buildings are empty or have tumbled down walls, and there is an air of mystery. Who built all these houses? Why did they come there? And what happened to make them abandon the place and turn it into a ghost town? Real de Catorce was a very successful mining town in the late 18th century. Then disaster struck. People left, and it became abandoned and forgotten. Until today. It is an incredibly difficult place to reach. The journey takes you high into the mountains, and then after a long, bumpy ride along 27 kilometers of cobblestone road, you arrive at the entrance to Real de Catorce. From there, the only way into the town is through a long tunnel to finally arrive in the ghost town. When you first see it, it's difficult to believe it is really there because it's so hidden away. Visitors say, after you go through the tunnel, it's just like an opening to another world. The Ogarrio Tunnel was built in 1901 by the Massa family from Ogarrio in Spain. It connected the town with the rich mine of Santa Ana. The tunnel was cut through solid rock and stretches for 2.4 kilometers. It is the only way into Real de Catorce. There are many legends surrounding the history of Real de Catorce. There are many stories about the origin of its name. Some people believe 14 Spanish soldiers were killed by the indigenous inhabitants, and the town is named after this event. There are also legends about how it became a mining town. In 1772, a musician was lost high in the mountains. It was getting dark, so he decided to camp for the night and lit a fire. The next morning, he found small streams of silver in the ground where he had made his fire. The first known silver prospectors were Sebastian Coronado and Antonio Llamas. In 1773, they discovered a vein of silver in the Catorce Viejo Hill and opened a mine. Word spread quickly, and from 1778 to about 1800, many other prospectors followed and opened further mines. Silver fever had begun. In spite of the difficulties of getting to Real de Catorce, the harshness of the life there, and the lack of supplies, people were driven by their desire for wealth and wish to get rich quick. They were seeking independence and looking for the chance of a better life. When new settlers arrived, they quickly established new mines. However, to do this, they cut down all the trees in the area, without worrying about reforesting. After a few years, there were not even bushes left in the region surrounding Real de Catorce. Prospectors arrived and laid claim to parcels of land. They scrawled the name of the mine on signs to claim ownership. By 1804, Real de Catorce was the third richest silver-producing area in Mexico, and millions of dollars worth of silver were being mined. The early 1800s were the height of silver fever, and the town became overrun with prospectors. At this time, there were more than 50 mines, but many of them were small. In the 1820s, foreign companies arrived, especially from Spain and Britain, to invest in mine exploitation. The town of Real de Catorce gradually grew to a population of 15,000 people. Many buildings were erected, and by 1885, another boom period, the town was inhabited by many wealthy foreigners who settled there. The Massa family from Spain founded the Santa Ana Mine, one of the most important mining companies, and built the currency house where coins of reales, Spanish currency, were minted. This was important to avoid taking the precious silver on long dangerous trips across the mountains, where it could be stolen by bandits. Real de Catorce prospered, and life there was good for the rich mine owners. In the many new stores, people could buy goods imported from Europe with their newfound wealth. They purchased European wines and fashionable items of clothing. A theater was built in the town where Spanish musical plays were performed. People were also entertained at the new bull ring. Real de Catorce had its own newspapers. The town spread and cobblestone roads were laid down. Wealthy inhabitants built sumptuous houses and beautiful stone dwellings. But life was much harder for the miners who earned low salaries, just enough for their basic food and needs. They were the ones wielding the pickaxe to mine the veins of precious silver in the rocks and working in the harsh conditions of the mines. Then, suddenly, in the early 1900s, the fortunes of Real de Catorce changed. The price of silver dropped as a result of economic failure in the country, and in 1910, the workings at most mines were stopped. People started to move away, leaving their homes and buildings vacant and abandoned. The streets of Real de Catorce became eerie and empty as buildings were ruined and fell into disrepair and more inhabitants left. Walls became crumbling and tumble down. The grand mansions of the boom years decayed. By 1920, Real de Catorce was a ghost town, a relic of the past. During the 20th century, very little mining activity took place in Real de Catorce because of low silver prices and high taxes. The mines were boarded up and remain closed. Now, there are no further mining works in the town. Not many people remained in the town, and it became difficult for them to eke out a living. Only a few visitors came to the town, mostly pilgrims to visit its church. Once again, life became a struggle for its inhabitants. Silver and precious minerals were found in veins in the rocks. A derelict mine outside Real de Catorce showing abandoned buildings at a silver mine. Today, Real de Catorce is once again experiencing a boom period, but this time through tourism. Many tourists from countries all over the world are heading to Real de Catorce to experience the atmosphere of Real de Catorce, a magic town where time seems to have stopped. Perhaps they are hoping to see a few ghosts among the ruins. The revival of the deserted town has brought new life to many of the old mansions and buildings, and there are new hotels, restaurants, stores, and employment opportunities. Other important buildings are being renewed. The old currency house was renovated in 2007 and is now a museum and cultural center which hosts a jazz festival and a blues fest, as well as musical concerts and exhibitions of visual arts. You can also visit the main square, the bull ring, the parish church, and the cemetery. The hub of the regenerated town is Lanzagorta Street with its cafes, restaurants, bars, and handicraft stalls. Typical handicrafts from Real de Catorce are wood and yarn, or bead paintings in bright colors. But most tourists want to get out and about to experience the real magic. Walking, horseback riding, and hiking are popular to see the incredible setting of Real de Catorce and the spectacular mountain views. You can also take horseback or jeep tours to sites outside the town. Most tourists visit the ghost village or abandoned mines where quartz or silver streaked walls can be seen. Here they can experience a little of the magic of the past and the magic returning to Real de Catorce.